All right. Next question comes from Sean Radican, and he wants to know if you can talk about the creative freedom you have to build your character. He says that you're in a very unique situation where you have the ability to really develop your own storylines for ROH and New Japan on being the Elite. So what's it like also having that type of relationship with the Young Bucks to craft the show and build your popularity at the same time?
Well, they're, you know, it's funny, on every flight we go on, the big overseas trip, I think Matt Jackson watches that Steven Spielberg HBO documentary every time, and I know why he watches it, because he feels a connection in terms of being a rebel as far as creativity goes. There is no reason why a YouTube show like Being the Elite should be driving as many narratives as it is. And if you look at traditional pro wrestling, but like we said, wrestling has totally changed. Being the Elite, everything we do on that show, people connect to. We know right away. We say it once on the show, and the next Ring of Honor show we show up at, there's a sign. I think the first time we did the FTR bit, the next day, there was a fan dressed as a coffee cup with it written on there. So it's really special. Being the Elite, but Being the Elite is Matt and Nick's. Don't let anyone else take credit for that. That's Matt and Nick's, and you know, Nick has become a master editor, and they're learning as they go. But for me, in terms of, I don't even look at it as a creative anymore, or creative control. I was given a set of skills, and then I trained to have a set of skills, and I spent, you know, 12 years working in WWE. I was one of the last guys who was able to wrestle a guy like Undertaker on a full European tour, to share a pay-per-view with Shawn Michaels, to be in the ring with these guys. If I didn't learn, I was never going to learn. I learned from those guys, and that's what brings me to what I do today. I don't look at it as a being in control of my creative. I literally look at it as just knowing myself, I guess knowing my act, knowing what I would do and what I wouldn't do. And going out there and trying it out. The fans will tell you if you got it right or got it wrong. But I think that's one of the most backwards-ass things about wrestling in the first place is writers. What are you writing? What on earth are you writing? I have some friends who are writers at WWE, and the most thing they could ever offer was, as far as pre-tapes and backstage interviews, they were there to provide a little direction, a little coaching. They were there to, you know, look at the shot. And that, in that vein, they were very valuable. So I see the importance there. But as far as this industry, when people say, oh, if anyone ever tells you it's scripted, I dare you to find me a wrestling script. For it doesn't exist. We're a rare thing, a rare bird in the world of entertainment, an important bird. Same with producers. I love all those legends. I love them to death. Some of them are like family to me. But how the hell are you going to tell me what to do out there? You don't. And that was my biggest mistake with WWE, is ever listening. There's a difference between collaboration and advice and being told to do this, because that's not how it works. You go out there and you're the one on TV. You take the heat if you suck, and you know, reap the rewards if it's a grand slam. With Matt and Nick and myself, with the crew we have, I'm sure there's plenty of people who don't like us in the industry because we're very unruly. We don't take direction. We do what we want, but we do what we want in the interest of the fans. So if you put yourself in their shoes, if you put yourself in those seats, that'll you'll always get booked again, if that makes any sense.